Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Portland.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max.
Oh, we're back. There we go. That was quick. New intro? Same intro?
Nah.
I was just daydreaming good there.
Yeah, you really were.
Yeah, man. I was zoned out on that a painting.
Yeah, all the crystals in the room are probably helping.
Yeah, that's right. This is facts. I got a lot of crystals in this room now, man.
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, I got 5 or 6?
6.
Yeah, just kicking around here right now. 2 on my person and then other ones just floating around here. It's a thing. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
I'm really liking, I got to be honest with you, like the vibe of what this office is turning into.
Yeah, you like the energy it creates?
Yeah, man. Like and I'm so glad we didn't put the time and effort into it, but we didn't put the time and effort into like making the greenhouse really a thing, like our old place of work.
We had like a couple of shelves that we would put things on that we wanted memories of.
That's right.
It was definitely by no means us.
That's right. And like the my office, like I hardly ever use the office upstairs. Like
to be fair, you hardly ever use your office here though too.
That's very true. Yeah. And
always my office that you like spending time.
That's
in.
Right. That's it. And the other area that we literally used one time, what a waste.
Yep.
Was the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
The quote unquote a green room.
Yeah,
we had video games, nice TV. We had a decent couch, I guess. And we never, ever, ever used that room.
No, and like we used it once. We used the other studio even less.
Oh, yeah, 2 studios.
Yeah.
We had the literal green screen set up downstairs.
You used that a couple of times, though. That made you money, didn't it?
Yeah, that did make me money. So, hey, big shout out to the green screen.
Yeah.
And we, the second studio upstairs with like, yeah, we never used one time.
Nope.
Not even once. I don't even think I took like a picture for fun up there of like somebody using the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used it like drugs. Yeah. Not even once.
There you go. Hey, remember that lighter I sent you? I think it's such a funny lighter, the picture that it was a lighter and it was just like not for drug use.
Yeah. That's,
on the lighter. I was like, that's.
Yeah.
That's creative.
I had friends in high school that used to just put super obscene shit on their. On their lighters because they didn't want people picking their lighters, and so if you had some just like obscenely weird things on your lighter, nobody was gonna pocket it because they didn't want to be with that lighter.
How did they put it on there, with like a Sharpie or something?
Sometimes Sharpie. You can actually custom order your own Bic lighters from Bic.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about this right now. At this present point in time,
not worth it, and nor will it ever be. They're like $16.99 for a pack of 6.
Yeah. We should, because we're talking about bringing some, like buying some lighters, putting them in a fishbowl out here for gifts.
Yeah, and by gifts, you mean when I need them.
Yeah, when people want them. I'm liking this idea, though, of like we just write on all, and we not put our quote-unquote actual signatures on them, but we put our signature stamp on the lighter. So we'll just buy the cheapest bulk group of lighters we can find, and then we can customize them is the word I was looking for by ourselves.
That's put our own personal touch.
That's right. Okay.
I like that.
For donation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So lighters is going to be one of the random items that we're going to have in here. I spent some time looking at other stuff, like you had the sticker idea. I like that one. Outside of those, I don't have any other random items that I can think of.
There's like like, think about anything you get in, like, one of those little egg vending machines. Like, bouncy, or, like, one of, like, AR, like, anything from a dollar store, like, bouncy balls, lighters, candy, like, whatever you really want to put in there.
Oh, speaking of candy, you know what we need to throw out?
What?
All of the Hershey Kisses that we have out there.
Oh, yeah.
That are just in, like, the, hey, take a kiss kind of.
Chilling.
Yeah, because that's been, like, a year and a half now. I'm pretty sure that chocolate's
no good.
Yeah. So somebody came here, we had a guest or a client, I don't know, when we threw our mixer.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, can I have this chocolate? And it's like, I mean,
you can.
You can, but I don't think you should.
Yeah.
And they roll the dice and they ate it, though.
Ugh.
And they didn't make a face. So I'm like, okay, well, get back to me in the morning on how you feel, because that's a year and a half old now.
Yep.
And it was not refrigerated.
By any means ever.
That's right. So let's try to remember when we leave here to throw that candy out.
All right. We'll throw it out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's a whole process. You got to submit a ticket.
That's right.
Hear back from HR.
Yeah, that's right.
Go about the proper
processes.
Yeah, lengthy. We wouldn't want to have to go whimsy on somebody getting hurt throwing that out, you know?
That's right. So this realization hit me when I was daydreaming at the beginning of the episode looking at that painting.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, this is a pre-filmed episode. This did not happen of the week where you're seeing it. We officially, we have lots of stuff booked to film, but because of these episodes, for the next 3 weeks, there is no need to do any work for the podcast.
You're going to say for the next 3 weeks or for just like any random 3 weeks within the year?
Yeah, for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're covered. If we decided, hey, let's bounce and not do any more filming we got 3 weeks of episodes that are going to be lined up ready to go.
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, I love. Like, yeah, because what the best part is that's when we usually end up working the most.
That's right. And that, I don't know how you do this, but you literally take thoughts out of my mind. I was going to say that. Like, we work the hardest when we don't have to. And then when you put, like, the gun to the proverbial gun to the head, hey, you guys got to do some work. It's like, yeah, do we really?
Yeah. we're going to go Steve Jobs here and find the most efficient way to do absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Because we're lazy.
Yeah. So, and the fact of the matter is next week's going to be busy. We got lots of episodes to film next week, it turns out.
Yeah.
So, well, between the on-location that we're doing and some people who are coming to visit the studio and special guests from out of town.
We might have to go visit Keith, Fad, Nimmer, and all the boys and girls down at Norrell Toyota.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know how you say that every time.
I know. It's just like on autopilot.
It's
like,
yeah, it's a tongue twister, honestly.
But you know what's going to happen now? I'm going to have to switch it up. Fad is moving to Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. I remember he was saying that last time.
Yeah, so I got to take him out of the...
Are you not still going to give him a shout-out?
I guess we could talk about it.
Because I feel like, from what I've heard you telling me about Fad is... Regardless of where he is still Norrell Toyota.
This is true.
Like, he is a
well-known,
prosperous person there.
Yeah.
I know all the time. I still get, hey, are you that guy from that store that you used to work at?
Yeah.
I'm like,
Bad?
Yeah. And I'm just like, yep.
I'm still that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll keep him in there. That'll be way easier for my process.
Well, and that's what I'm just saying. That's the main reason I'm bringing this up is, come on, like. I don't think that it's bad to advertise that he's there. Talk to Keith about it.
Yeah, I will talk to Keith about it. Keith won't care. That's the cool thing about Norrell Toyota as a sponsor of the show, and that's why they're my favorite sponsor. And I would only have a sponsor like them, but they just allow us to, like, do us.
Yeah.
Like, there's no notes that are sent in from Norrell to be like, hey, maybe you should do this, or hey, we don't like that.
I feel like Norrell Toyota kind of sits on the same... energy is us of not watching the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like they really appreciate the support and the kindness and the help. And then they also just, you know, go about their day living their business.
That's right.
You know, they don't, not everybody needs to watch our show. We support those who don't and we support those who do.
That's right. Listen, I ain't mad if you don't watch every single episode.
Nope.
I'm not mad at you at all.
No, who would be?
Yeah. There's a lot of episodes, bro.
Oh my God, I know. And then like some people like, even my out-of-town friends who are just like, oh, my God, I watch this all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, really? I don't.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, but, like, especially when you're out of town, I'm like, I didn't know that you'd get anything out of this.
Yeah. The cool thing about what we've been doing lately is on Thursday, and we're going to continue doing this because it came out of a Steve Jobs moment, but we do the Throwback Thursday now to, like, previous episodes.
I like the Throwback Thursdays, too. That's a good idea.
Yeah, man. And, like, the episodes have been getting good views, and people are like, oh, yeah, I remember this, and yada, yada, like, talking about it. Like, it actually, I'm going to call it a hit.
Yeah, I think it's a fan favorite.
Yeah. People are liking the third. Oh, sorry about that. That was the worst one yet. Sorry.
Well, you know, that's just life.
That was a hardcore hit on the mic. Sorry, Tanner.
What do you do, right?
Yeah. But yeah, people are liking the throwback episodes.
And I think it helps because, like, I don't go back and watch old episodes, but I watch throwbacks.
That's right. That's right. So, nice.
Thank you. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Yep. So, throwback episodes. It's a thing. And then Tanner Elliott exclusives on Friday. And then the vlog, which at this point I'm assuming I've probably made one or two.
Yeah, already?
Oh yeah, dude, this is like literally going to start next week. Like, honestly,
airing? Or like you filming?
I'm gonna start filming.
You just said you filmed already.
Yeah.
So you haven't filmed already then?
What do you mean?
Like, I thought you just said that you had started filming for the vlog already.
No, I haven't actually filmed anything as of yet. No.
Okay.
But by time this episode airs,
you will have already.
I will have already.
Okay, that makes sense.
Had an episode or two of the vlog out. Bag Fries, check it out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's a thing. So, honestly, maybe tonight. No, I don't want to take it out tonight, but like I'm going to start carrying that camera like all around like how I used to. Like anytime I came into your old place of work, like I had that camera like I was filming content.
Yeah, and you were always busy. And even then, you didn't film me, which
no.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because that would have been great content.
That's right. That would have been great content.
Yeah, but I feel like my employer might have not necessarily appreciated it. So it's good that we didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough. You know what I still have from you that I never use that I need to just, like, at this point, sell?
The gimbal?
Oh, no, the gimbal I use.
What?
That thing is money, bro. Like, if anything, outside of cameras, obviously, that I've ever purchased off you, the gimbal was like a game changer. Like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
The one thing that wasn't a right thing to do, which I need to just sell, is that drone.
Oh, yeah. You used that twice.
And I only used it like during my drone training to become a licensed drone pilot. Like I've never flown it ever. Like as soon as I got the license, I'm like, yeah, I'm not flying this thing anymore.
No, because you got like... And I remember telling you all about that license and like how difficult it would be for you to fly it. And you were like, I think I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah.
And then it just straight up was not worth it.
No. And there's people and big ups to you in Fort Mac. If there's if you need drone footage, there's people willing to fly it and do it properly and do it incorrectly.
Yeah.
But the amount of paperwork and the hoops that you got to jump through to fly a drone, no thank you. Actually, we have an individual on staff that flies drones.
And is licensed?
And is licensed, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he flies. So, like, we do, like, we've done a bit of drone work here in town. I just get Evan to fly his drone.
Yeah, easier.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going through that paperwork.
No, and, like, you can't fly it anywhere in town because of all of our no-fly zones.
Brutal. And, like, you can, but the permissions you got to get and then,
yeah,
it's
you can only fly for so long for a certain amount of time
that's
doing
right.
certain things.
That's right. It's a hassle.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my. I don't want to do it. Evan, big shout out to Evan. Thank you very much for flying your drone up here for Greenlight Creative. We do appreciate it because Elliot Pierre will not be doing it.
No.
And the fact of the matter is because I didn't put enough time into learning. Like I'm a horrible drone pilot.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like the footage is. Pathetic. So
we did drone work in high school when I did broadcasting.
Yeah.
And we were learning how to fly it outside. It was kind of windy, but the drone was really good. Like it was handling the wind.
Yeah.
And I remember we all got like, 20 or 30 minutes on the drone, and I was one of the better people on it.
Yeah.
And then so we were going inside Keanu College, and they were like, we want you to fly this drone in here. And I was just like, I do not want to fly this drone in here.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, come on. Like, you're really good. You can do it. And I was like, listen, like, I don't want to fly this drone in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash it. And they're like, you're not going to crash it. Just do it. And I was like, all right, man. Right. Like, I gave you your warning.
That's right.
And, like, 10 minutes later, I crashed it into, like, one of the flags on the side of the wall. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, suspended between the floor and the roof. And people had to get a ladder to get it down. And they were all, like... They were all trying to make fun of me, like, oh, look, you crashed it. And I was like, oh, look, I told you all this was going to happen.
Yeah. They're like, it's a skill.
Yeah.
Like anything in life, like, there's a skill set to flying those bad boys.
Yeah.
You
ever see the racers?
Well, I literally took it out of my, I almost swore there, took it out of my brain.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Those
yes. I was just going to say, amazing.
Yeah, they are ridiculous. and like you watch them and they fly at POV.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
They put those goggles on and they're just woof, 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 woof.
Yeah,
just...
and they're flying them more efficiently than I can, like, drive an RC car.
That's right.
It's crazy. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they make money.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah, like, in, like, the filmography? How do you say that?
Videography.
Videography, yeah. Is, like, phenomenal. Hmm. Like, the shots you can get.
Yeah. I saw this one guy, and it might be taken down now because he got in. I think he posted it anonymously, so he wouldn't get fined. But he was out in Jasper,
yeah,
and he's a drone racer, and he was flying it out in Jasper. But like as the CN train would come through,
yeah,
he would fly it through open rail cars.
Oh, jeez!
And like he was just totally like. Flexing his skills, going into like the woods, dodging trees and stuff, like coming up. Like it's some amazing footage. But yeah, when he's like literally the train is not going slow, like it's at full steam and he's like times it's like whoa. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Another thing that's really funny that I'm gonna point out right now is I like to make sound effects every once in a while.
Who doesn't?
But turns out like there's clips. It's everybody likes to make them, but it's a big Guyanese thing.
Yeah.
Of like when Guyanese tell stories, like they make sound effects. And I've been doing it my whole life. If like we're filming and somebody's like, hey, can you just move over just a little bit of shh, shh, shh,
yeah.
And people have pointed out like, hey, I like that sound effect. Or like, that's weird that you made that sound effect for asking me to move. Or man, I fell down, blood dang. Like, just.
Oh, sort of like the Jamaican tongue kind yeah. of thing.
And yeah. so I grew up doing it, but there's this hilarious video on YouTube of like, a little Guyanese girl telling a story and like, yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I totally do that. Like you hit somebody, pataks. Like there's all these little things that you
do
say.
They correlate or do you just like say whatever comes out first?
Whatever comes out first, but they do make sense. Like to me, if somebody hits you in the head, pataks makes sense. Like kind of, oh, sounds like.
I bet that does make sense to you.
Yeah, that's right. So, but yeah, there's certain like words in particular that you use for like dropping something, hitting somebody, just like slang that you would like, I feel makes the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, when I was just going, reminded me of that YouTube video I just watched. Random YouTube exclusive content.
I don't think there is any continuity to our content in these Friday episodes whatsoever.
No. And I love when guests come. That get familiar with us and the shows are completely random.
Yeah.
And they're just like, wow, this is, you're really doing this. She's like, yeah, you're just keeping the conversation going.
Exactly.
And that's what it is. It's just a conversation.
I feel like it would be better than just sitting here to listening to us breathe.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. The show's good when we're talking to somebody and like they're here to promote something or talk about themselves for the first time. But I feel like the more you come, the more random it gets because like people really, like, most episodes are surface, which is great. Like the surface kind of, let's get you out there.
Yeah.
If you come back, then you really get to like find out a little bit about us.
Exactly.
And like this episode is so random, which and probably my favorite episode of all times, because we filmed three episodes today. So we're going on over an hour of you and me just
rambling
and chatting. And this is literally what we do day in, day out.
Is what I get paid for.
Yep. Which I just love watching you try to explain to people your age anyways yeah. and older
yeah.
what you get paid to do.
Anybody outside of this company.
Yeah.
I think you and Jason Phillips are the only two people, including myself, who really understand what I get paid for.
That's right.
He recently just picked it up.
That's right.
And I still have no idea.
Yeah.
And then like it's a whole running joke in the group of my friends whenever I meet somebody and they're all around and they go, so like, what do you do for work? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh god, how long do you have?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how deep do you want me to get with this? And yeah. they're like, oh, just tell me the basics. I'm like, I hit three buttons.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, that is basic. Like, yeah. what's some other things? And then yeah. it just goes like way past basic.
That's right.
And
that's
they
right.
don't know what to do. And they're like, so you're telling me you get paid for all this?
Yeah.
I tell them, not only do I get paid for all this, but I barely do any of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you just got a raise.
Yeah. Or, you know, existing, I think.
That's right.
You know, that's always fun.
Any extra responsibilities required? Nope.
No, like the extra responsibilities come before and after the money with no correlation to said money.
That's right.
Yeah, like honestly, I feel like the more money I get paid, the less work I have to do.
Yeah, so.
One day I'm just going to be getting paid $1 million a month to just like not do anything ever.
Yeah, that's right. So pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Pretty funny. I always, I just smile and like glance over and somebody says, oh, what do you do? I'm just like, oh, man. Because I've always struggled. Personally,
me too.
Since I started this company. So like, I just keep it basic now. If somebody's like, oh, what do you do? I was like, I own a marketing company. And then they're like, oh, that's really cool. And I'm like, yep. And then like, well, what do you do? And I'm just like, well, we do social media content creation and I also do a podcast. And that's like enough to like just stop the conversation.
Yeah.
And, but that took me years of just being like, how do I explain this to people?
And, like, for people, like, when you tell people you have a podcast, it's a little more legitimate.
That's right, because the face.
Well, and the face and, like, the age. When I tell people that I have a podcast, they go, oh, cool. So, like, what do you do for work, though?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, no, that's it. And they're like, okay, well, how do you make money?
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, same thing, same that thing. Too.
Yeah, you have much of a harder job to explain than I ever did.
Yeah.
But, man, it was a, when I first started this company, especially, like, advertising online, like people pay you to do what? Like, can't you just do that with your cell phone? Like, it was a whole thing. I'm like, oh my Lord.
And I think like having to validate being an adult. Like if I said, hey, I have my own business.
Yeah.
People are like, ah, yes, you're young. Good luck.
That's right.
But trying to validate to people in your age demographic that, hey, I just started a business.
That's right.
They're all going to be like this late in the game. Like,
that's right.
Aren't you worried about your retirement?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and like, so like getting that validation was probably a lot harder than my validation.
That's right.
You need the validation. I just need to convince people it's real.
That's right. 5-6 years in now, it's a thing. Like I don't have to prove it anymore. But yeah, at first when, I don't know, when did I start this with Jay? I think I was 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was 32 years old when we first started this. Yeah, I had... Especially based on what I was doing before. I had some explaining to do.
Yeah. To a lot of people. That's
like, so you're not going to be an HR manager anymore? You're not going to work in oil and gas? Like, no.
How much of a pay cut again? Sorry.
Yeah. Like, oh, all of it. It's all gone.
Yeah. Like, I am making no money now.
Yeah. It's actually costing me a lot of money to start this company.
Yeah.
And
remember those savings we had and why we were saving them? I think this is it.
Yeah. It worked. It turned around pretty quick, though. I got to... Knock on something, wood, the universe, the fourth wall.
That's what I do. Knock on wood.
Yeah, there you go. It worked out well. There wasn't, it's worked out extremely well.
I think it's hilarious that you do things like, oh, knock on wood. Like, ah, yes, just in case the first bad thing happens to you.
Yeah, that's right. Facts. Well, listen, I had a headache a little while ago. That was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A headache and a fever in the last 2 years, in the last year, have been the two most excruciating things you've had to deal with in your life.
Yeah, personally. Mm-hmm. Personally. Mm-hmm. Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so Elliot Pierre.
Yeah. That was,
I loved that my friends got to see it.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, how do you explain to people that this man has had a perfect life and, like, not by, like, his own standards, by like everybody's.
Yeah.
They're like, eh, I bet you're exaggerating. And you're like, I wish I was.
Just hang out with the guy for a few minutes.
Yeah, literally just give 3 hours and you will just be absolutely mind blown. Yeah. Just watch him go to bed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It was funny when they saw me have the headache though.
Oh, dude.
It's like, oh, because I saw it because there was at least 8 of us in the studio when it happened. And then then everybody wanted to talk about it. Yeah, it's a thing right now. Like, I have a headache.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
But it wasn't, I have a headache. It was like, oh, like, there's this weird, like, painful pulsing going on in my head. And like, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, oh, you mean a headache? And you're like, I think that's it.
Yeah.
And then somebody went, what do you mean you think that's it? Have you never had a headache?
Yeah.
And you went, no, I think this is my first one. And everybody in the room except for me went, excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
And
how old are you again?
Yeah.
39.
Yeah, and they were like, first headache. And you're like, yeah, first, second time really just feeling uncomfortable in my own body.
Yeah,
Everybody, like, dude, you were ready. If it wasn't for the fact that we were all super nice people that night, you would have, somebody would have hurt you.
Yeah, that's right. Beatdowns would have been coming.
You want a headache, I'll give you one.
That's right. Like, that's right.
Would have been me. I would have done that.
Yeah. Like, so, anyways.
Like, you know. That means you've never even, like, hit your head hard off of something. No.
I had a hard fall on my snowboard one time, and I was not wearing a helmet, and that because, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways. And it, like, rang my bell, but it didn't translate into a headache.
Yeah, it knocked the wind out of you.
Boom. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly
where you were like, for a minute.
That's right.
Oh, so that's the third bad thing that ever happened to you. Hey,
oh, there's that was pretty bad.
Do not sit here and tell me like there was some things.
Yeah, let's go through all the bad things.
No, because like you're going to go through a list of bad things and everybody's going to hate you for it.
That's
going to be like, had to wait 5 minutes extra in a line at Walmart the other day.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not gonna,
my car wasn't completely on full, had to fill it up. Yeah. Like just some mundane basic things.
That doesn't count, Elliot.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. You're like, fine.
Well, my sister had cancer, but literally nobody in the family was worried about it for 1 second.
Yeah.
And then she cleared it, like, obviously. Yeah. That's, I remember when she told me, she's like, yeah, cancer for.
Yeah.
The
funny. Part,
yeah.
And she was joking her back. Like.
It was not a. It was not a joke. This is a mild inconvenience on my year, and I'm annoyed by it, but, like, at the end of the day, I'm gonna get done this.
Yeah,
and you're just like, okay, well, you have a lot of confidence, and she's like, not confidence. I have, like, history. Yeah. Like, your whole family just gets through it.
Yeah, my mom took it, like, people were like worried, obviously.
Yeah. And your mom is your mom.
Like, that's right.
She, of course, she's gonna be worried if anybody gets a cough or a scratch.
Yeah, but there are... I have
none
to agree
of
with
siblings.
You. I don't think any of us doubted for a second that she was going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, we were all very sad for her, heartbroken. We had to rally as a family. It was hard to go through. But I don't think at any point in time did anybody think she wasn't going to beat it.
No.
It was like, just she got this.
Yeah, and like she, of all people, from what I've seen at least, was the least of the concerned.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
She's like, this sucks. It hurts. I don't like it. Like, she had, like, some body parts because of it. But
she reacted
like,
the same way when I was like, how's it going with your cancer, as you did when you got a headache.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is mildly inconvenient.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Yeah. You know, anyways.
It's not going to kill me.
Elliot, order me a pizza.
Oh, that's exactly. Remember when she said that to
you? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she didn't like, little sister energy. Big time.
There was one concern and one concern only for her that night, and it was not the cancer treatment she was currently going through. It was the absolute need for a Joma's pizza immediately.
That was a funny night.
Yeah, and that was like the first time I met her, and I was like, yep, this woman is a poyer for sure.
Yeah, she knows what it's all about. No, I love my sister.
Oh, your sister.
And I love my brother too. My brother's super cool.
I haven't yet to meet him, so I have no opinion formed yet.
Yeah, Alistair Pierre is a super cool guy. Like,
all the Pierres are super cool.
Yeah, he's like completely and utterly different from myself and Alicia in almost every way possible, but there's still that Pierre vein.
Oh, yeah.
That you're like, oh, yeah.
That bloodline
I see it.
Okay.
Just like we had Jill McIntosh, my old, very old childhood friend, come on the show a few times, and she nailed it. She's like, I don't know what your parents did to you guys, but like the level of confidence that you guys have is just like off of the charts and not warranted.
No. No.
Yeah.
And like the Pierre family is like, I love explaining the Pierre family to people.
Yeah.
Like, especially when they're like, so like, where's your boss from?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, his mom is Asian.
Yeah.
And his dad is black. Yeah. And his mom is also not Asian. She's white.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're just like, how is she Asian and also white? I'm like, no clue. You just, you got to see her.
You got to see her.
She's like half Asian, half black, half white.
Yeah.
And also just like none of those things.
That's right.
And also all of those things.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic because then they're just, I love making people more confused.
That's right.
When they come in.
But then when you meet my mom, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
I didn't believe you. I was like, there's no way. Like, you're over-exaggerating how this woman looks.
That's right.
And then I met her. She's an amazing woman, and I love her.
That's right.
But, yeah, I was not ready for, like, how straight Asian she looked.
That's right. When people ask, like, where I'm from, I just, like, keep it quick. I'm like, my dad's colored, my mom's white for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, okay, because that's just easy.
Yeah, because they're not asking where you're from. They're not asking, how'd you get that color?
That's right. And so I'm just like, let's just keep this easy.
Yeah. Are you Puerto Rican or are your parents mixed?
That's right. And then every once in a while, somebody's like, yeah, but like, go into detail with me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, good luck.
You asked for it.
You want to get lunch first?
Yeah, that's right. It's just like, it's a lot more of a conversation than two different colors.
Okay. Yeah, there's like three involved and you're only one of them.
That's right. So, okay. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, like, when you see Alistair and Alicia, like, we're all different.
Oh, yeah. And my favorite is, like, how much more cultured your sister thinks she is than the rest of the family.
That's right.
Because, like, I guess she is because she's living it.
That's right.
But, like, she must just pull out that, like, FU card on people all the time.
Yeah, and people are like, what? Where's this coming from?
Oh, you can't say certain things. It's like, well, no, I can.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, Alicia's the boss.
Oh, she is a pimp.
As she would say, I'm the bomb.com.
She is the bomb.com. Yeah. I love that. I said that this morning, and I was talking, and I was like, that is definitely a pre-9/11 saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of my, there's a, and it's just one of these rap lyrics that will forever be burnt in my head.
Yeah.
But it happened before 9/11, and I used to say it all of the time. And I still actually say it sometimes by mistake. But in a Biggie Smalls lyric, he's like, blow up like the World Trade.
Yeah.
And this is like when they actually tried to blow up the World Trade, like in the basement.
94 when they set the bombs and
all
that stuff.
Yeah, not when the planes flew. And so it's like it's an iconic rap lyric. And so you blow up like the World Trade. And I'm just like, oh, shucks, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah. There's a few lyric songs that I used to sing that you couldn't sing in airports when I was a little kid that my mom would freak out about and be you can't say that.
That's right.
I'm like, wow, what happened to airports where a 7-year-old singing a song lyric just is a national threat to security?
That's right.
We're at 31, by the way. You take this however long you want. It's 12:33 p.m. and we're at 32 minutes.
We got to bounce just because I got an appointment that I definitely don't want to be late for.
No.
All right, well, listen, for everybody tuning in, thank you for joining in with the randomness. Definitely appreciate it. If you've hung around this long, listen, you're thebomb.com. So,
Say it in airports, though.
Don't say it in airports, yep. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for the show. Thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. And I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. I never know what camera to look at.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?